According to the Department of Health, over 6 million individual tests for COVID-19 were conducted in Australia since late January. It takes up to 5 days to determine if a person is positive. As more clusters and hotspots are being discovered in New South Wales, especially in the CBD, there's been calls for group testing to be conducted. This is to help get a fuller picture of how the disease is moving through the community. Ariel Sudario asked Professor of Statistics Aurora Delagale from the University of Melbourne to explain what is involved in group testing.
So group testing consists in testing groups of individuals at the same time, at once. So let me take a simple example. Suppose we have to test 100 individuals and only one of them is positive. Okay, we don't know that in advance. We need to test all 100. So if I don't apply group testing, what I'm going to do is that I'm going to test each of those 100 individuals separately. And I'm going to look at the test, each of the individuals, is that individual positive or negative? So I'm going to do 100 tests in order to identify the positive individual, because I'm going to test everybody. Now, if I apply group testing, instead of testing every individual one by one, I'm going to group the individuals. So instead of testing 100 individuals, I'm going to create 10 groups of 10 individuals. So I pool together 10 samples. So I will only have to perform 10 tests instead of 100. So what I'm going to do, because I only have one positive individual in one of the, in the 100 individuals, you can see that only one of the 10 groups is going to test positive. I still want to identify who was positive. So what I'm going to do is that I am going to retest every individual from the group that tested positive. And I will find who was positive because it must be one of those 10 individuals. So in total, I have performed 20 tests to identify the only positive individual. Whereas if I hadn't used group testing, I would have applied 100 tests.
Wouldn't group testing increase the number of false positives and negatives, especially when testing people who are asymptomatic?
So that's one of the drawbacks of group testing, is that if you do groups, if you create groups that are too large, you could increase the false negatives. Why is that? Because you declare a test positive if there is a high enough concentration of the virus, let's say, in the sample. And if you put only one positive among 20 negatives, then maybe the concentration of the virus will be too low.
Wouldn't group testing mean that the process of testing would be rushed, allowing for more inaccuracies to happen in comparison to individual testing?
No, I don't think so. The drawback of group testing, which is one of the reasons why not all labs use it, is that you need to keep track of what you're doing. Of course, it's less simple than doing individual testing. You know, individual testing, you just say for every individual who was positive. Here, you have to keep a clear record of what groups you have created. You also have to keep a sample from each of the individuals of the group so that you can retest the positive groups, the individuals from the positive groups. So technically, the labs have to be much more organized, and they have to make sure that they don't mess up, you know, who they put in what group and that kind of things. You have to work a little bit more when you do group testing as opposed to doing individual testing.
And lastly, what sort of outcome would group testing achieve that can benefit towards our fight against coronavirus?
Well, one of the really useful advantages would be that we would be able to perform more tests. So we would be able to identify more of the positive individuals because, you know, we would look at every day we could test more individuals. And that would be particularly advantageous, in my opinion, to detect asymptomatics, because instead of focusing just on the contacts of those that are currently positive, we could dedicate some of our resources to go and sampling completely randomly in the population to try to identify asymptomatic clusters that we were not aware of. If we increase the number of people that we can test, we increase our chance of tracking, of identifying positive individuals, even if they are asymptomatic. And I think that's an advantage.
Professor of Statistics Aurora Delagale from the University of Melbourne, speaking there with Ariel Sudario.